Praise God. I want to begin this morning by asking you two questions. The first question is, how many of you here today have a past? How many of you have a past? Something that maybe you'd like to forget. Something like that you would like to move beyond. Now, obviously, everyone has a past. Some of it, as we look back, it's good. Some of it, however, may be not so good. Perhaps some things in your past are pretty bad, maybe even quite painful. Some things, perhaps, that you have done, that I have done, mistakes that we've made, things that we wish we could change and do differently. Maybe some things that have been done to you that have seriously affected your life and who you are, even how you think and how you feel. Things that have happened to you that, yes, you'd like to forget, that you'd like to move past, that you need to have healed. The second question is, how many of you here today would say, I want to change? I want to grow. I want things to get better in my life. In fact, I myself want to get better. You see, the goal for every Christian, for every follower of Jesus Christ, should be to always and continually keep moving forward in your life. All of us should want to keep learning, to keep growing, to keep changing, because there's always more. God has more for you. No matter who you are, no matter where you've been or where you are now, God wants to continue to shape you and to mold you and to develop you into the person that He's making you to be. And getting more and becoming more and changing and growing and developing as a believer often means this: letting go of the past. Letting go of the past and moving on into all that God has for you and all that He wants for you. So I'm going to start this message today by going back to the same text that we used in our message last Sunday morning, and that being Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. It's not the text for the message today, but it's the tie-in text, if you will, to go back to where we were last Sunday and move ahead into where God has us going today and as we move forward. So let's read again our text from the message last Sunday, Hebrews chapter 12, the first three verses. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything. I want you to kind of mark that in your mind. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before Him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider Him who endured such opposition from sinful men, so that you will not grow weary and lose heart. This, my friends, is a race that we are running. And as I mentioned last Sunday, the important thing is not so much how you start, but how you finish the race. The goal is to finish that race and to win the prize. And our focus must be on keeping our eyes on Jesus, running with patience and endurance, with commitment running by faith. Hebrews chapter 12 and those verses that we just read tells us that the key to running the race in victory and finishing well is to throw off everything that hinders us, everything that distracts us, the things that slow us down. The New King James Version says, "Let us lay aside every weight." Let us lay aside every weight. In other words, we need to get rid of the weights in our lives, the things that hold us back, the things that weigh us down, that pull us down in this race. I like to call it spiritual streamlining. Or how about this? Christian aerodynamics. How do you like that one? To coin a phrase. Christian aerodynamics. You know, when you think of athletes, and I know recently we've had the Winter Olympics. We were talking about that a little bit the last couple weeks. But when you look at these athletes and whatever the competition that they're in, whether it be skiing or speed skating, or if you go into the summer type things, the track and field, the swimming, they're always looking to get themselves or their equipment streamlined, to reduce the weight so that they don't have anything to slow them down. The skiers crouch down to provide less resistance to the air so that they can just slice through the air. The uniforms that the athletes wear are lightweight. I love those bobsleds. How many of you like to watch that bobsledding? And those bobsleds are sleek and they're smooth and they're aerodynamic so they can offer less resistance and they can go through the course faster. But everything that they do is about running and winning the race. Their focus is always on going forward and doing whatever it takes to win the race. What about you today? Are you moving forward in your walk with Christ? Are you focused on running and winning the race that God has for you? Getting rid of, letting go of everything that hinders, that distracts, that slows you down, that holds you back. Anything that can keep you and prevent you from finishing and winning and living your life in victory. I realize further that this was also Paul's goal. It was his concern. In Philippians 3:13, which we're going to be looking at more extensively in just a moment, Paul says, "This one thing I do." One thing. He was focused. He was concentrating his efforts. "This one thing I do." He wanted to finish the race and win the prize, so he had a plan to do so. His plan involved two things. Number one, getting rid of the stuff. Because we all have stuff. Getting rid of anything that hindered, anything that would slow him down, and especially his past. Secondly, he was always pressing on. He was always moving forward. He was always going toward what God had ahead for him. So I'd like us today to begin to look at exactly what Paul had to say in this text in Philippians chapter 3. And so I turn you to that chapter and your attention specifically to verses 12 through 14. Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 through 14. Paul says this, "Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect." How many here are perfect? Let me see your hand. If you're perfect, I want to see your hand. No, I've got to pull mine down. so we can relate to him already. Not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, and he says it again, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So what is Paul saying? He's saying simply this: let go of the past and embrace your future. Let go of the past and embrace your future. If you were with us Wednesday night at the annual business meeting, in my devotion that I shared with you, speaking of the church in going toward what God has for us as a body, I said this: if we're going to get there, one thing's for sure, we can't stay here. If we're going to get there, one thing's for sure, we can't stay here. Why don't we personalize that? If you are going to get there, where God wants you to go, where He wants to take you, what He wants to do in your life, if you're going to get there, one thing's for sure, you can't stay here. You can't stay stuck in or held back or weighed down by the past. If you're going to get there, you can't stay here. So the message is this: we must change. Continually being transformed into the image of Christ, learning, growing, maturing in our faith. Yes, overcoming the challenges and the obstacles in our path. And in order to do that, Paul says that we must learn to put the past behind us and move on in Christ. So what's the point, Pastor? I'm glad you asked, because I want to tell you. The point is, we'll never get where we need to go in Christ if we stayed tied to our past. We'll never get to where we need to go in Christ if we are tied to our past. We should learn from the past. We should appreciate the good things from the past. But we should never be tied to it, hindered by it, or slowed down by it. We need to let go of the past. And that's the title of my message this morning. Let go of the past. Let go of the past. Heavenly Father, thank you for your presence in this place. Thank you for everyone that you have gathered together here in your house. Lord, now as we're looking into your word, the truth, the power that it has to change our lives, I pray that by the Holy Spirit you will speak to each and every one of us, and that we would have ears to listen and open hearts to receive. Lord, maybe there's somebody here today that needs to hear this word because you want to set them free, change their life, that today for them will be a brand new day. And Lord, one more time, I ask you for the anointing and the empowering of the Holy Spirit to be upon me, that would enable me to share this message. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Paul said in verse 13, forgetting what is behind. Well, my question then is to Paul, is, all right, Paul, what is it that you need to, what is it that you want us to forget? And I believe the answer to that question is two different things. Two things, two areas, if you will, that Paul wants us to forget. The first area, the first thing is that Paul is telling us that we need to forget, we need to let go of negative things from our past. Bad things, if you will, from our past. It's absolutely crucial to changing, to growing, to moving forward in our lives as believers to let go of past sins, failures, mistakes. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands how many have any of those. Because I know every hand will or should grow up, go up, including mine. Let go of past failures and mistakes, as well as past hurts and pain. I started with a question, how many here have a past? We all have a past. The only person here today who would not have a past is a baby who was just born. The longer we live, the more past we have behind us, the more things we need to address and deal with. We all have things in our past that we'd like to change. I do. How about you? It's a lot of things. I got a long list of things in my past that I'd like to change, do differently. I'm glad that in Christ the past can be erased. And today is a brand new day. We all have things that we need to forget, things that we'd like to put behind us. Because here is a startling fact. We're all human beings. You know, when you go on a trip, you go on a vacation, you go for the weekend, what do you do before you leave the house? You pack. You prepare. You get your items ready. You know, it's funny at our house, when we're going to go away, even if it's only down to Riverside to stay overnight and watch babysit for our grandkids. You know, it's funny how husbands and wives are so different, isn't it? Now, I don't know if it's like this in your house, but in our house, it goes something like this. Now, remember, we're only going overnight. And Linda starts packing 2 days before. And she packs, and then she packs some more, and packs some more. And by the time we're ready to leave, and I'm not trying to embarrass her, but she's probably other ladies are like this too, but I'm loading the trunk of the car, you know, to just go overnight. And I'm saying, what, are we staying for a month? You know, we can hardly fit it all. But she always says to me the night before, she says, when are you going to pack, Jerry? When are you going to get ready? And what's my answer? Tomorrow morning before we leave. Well, you need time. I said, oh, 20 minutes is fine. And I'll just throw a few things together in my, you know, my little carry-on. But it's funny how people are different, but we all, when we're going to go on a trip, whether it's overnight or we're going on vacation or whatever, we're always going to pack. You know, you go to an airport and you're always seeing people that are carting their luggage around. Thank God for modern innovations. Now our suitcases not only have extending handles, but they have wheels. And they're so cool now because the first wheels, they just used to go straight. Now the wheels turn and they pivot. You know, you have one of those suitcases. You know, you can just stand up, you can just spin it all around. It's amazing the progress. But everybody in the airport, everybody going on a trip or a vacation, has luggage. They have baggage. Guess what? On the trip, the journey that we're going through in this life, every last one of us has luggage that we carry. We have baggage from the past that we bring with us in our lives. You think about Paul in his former life, his past, as he was reading this. If you're familiar with the story of Paul, of who he was, what he used to be. That as a Jewish leader, as a Pharisee, as a teacher of the law, that he was extremely anti-Christian. In fact, it was his life's mission. It was his life's goal to exterminate all of these new believers in Jesus. And he went from town to town, city to city, to find out and to round up the believers, and even to have them stoned, to have them in prison, to have them killed for their faith. He was a persecutor of Christians. So I can imagine while Paul is penning this letter to the church in Philippi that he was reflecting back upon his own past and the things that he had done. Now that he himself was not only a Christian, but he was a missionary. He was a leader in the early church. He was preaching and teaching Jesus. He was leading people to salvation in Jesus Christ and reflecting upon the Christians that not so long ago he had put in jail. Ones that he had signed their death warrants. The baggage that Paul was carrying around in his life. And so it makes it all the more powerful when he is talking about forgetting what is behind. In other words, Paul is saying, what I did yesterday, who I was before, is gone. It's past. It's over. I'm not that person anymore. I've been changed. What I did is under the blood of Jesus. It's forgiven and forgotten. Those things that I did are separated from me as far as the east is from the west. I'm a brand new person in Jesus Christ. It wasn't written yet. But Paul could have reflected as we can in our Bibles in 1 John 1:9. When John said that God is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Think about the power of that truth. And I love that song that we played for you during the offering, Casting Crowns East to West. I wish I had the time to share with you the lyrics from the entire song. I hope you were listening. I hope you were looking at those lyrics and absorbing them and letting them into your soul. In the arms of your mercy, I find rest. I know you've washed me white and turned my darkness into light. In Christ, my friend, you are a new person. Your sins are forgiven and forgotten. And it's as if you never, ever sinned at all. And maybe somebody here, maybe you need to get a hold of this truth for your life. And rest in God's great mercy for you. The problem is that too many try to keep going through life carrying that baggage. Those heavy burdens, those heavy weights. And they don't get to the place where they truly allow the Holy Spirit to heal their hearts. Friends, there's nothing more incredible or amazing in all of this life and all of this world than the grace and the mercy of God that can change your life. We pray for the healing of our bodies. Maybe even more so, we need to pray for our hearts and our minds. In our emotions. We must learn, and it's a process, I know, but we must learn to accept God's forgiveness and to forgive ourselves as well as we forgive others. You know, sometimes I think it's easier to forgive others sometimes than it is to forgive our own selves. But unforgiveness when we don't forgive ourselves, when we don't truly take God at His Word, when we don't truly accept that we stand forgiven in the presence of God, that what we've done, our past, our mistakes, our failures, our sins, they're forgiven and they're forgotten, buried into the deepest sea to be remembered no more. God forgets them, so should we. But when we don't forgive ourselves, it becomes a prison that keeps us locked up in the past, that keeps us from moving forward in Christ. I encourage you today, let God heal you and release you from your past. Because today is a brand new day. 2 Corinthians 5:17, many of you know it. If anyone is in Christ, they're a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, everything has become new. Can somebody say amen? My friend, if Jesus can do anything for you, He can give you a brand new start. Don't let your past pull you down or let others cast it up. Don't let your past pull you down, and don't let anyone else cast it up. Somebody once said it this way: when the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Did you get that? When the devil reminds you of your past, you remind him of his future. Because Satan will, I guarantee you, Satan will try to deceive you and discourage you from moving forward. He will cast up your past. He will say that you have not changed. He will say that you can't change. He will say you won't change. Don't believe him. Don't accept his lies. There's an old song that goes something like this, and don't worry, I'm not going to sing it. It says, when God looks at me, he no longer sees the things I've done. He only sees the blood of his crucified son. My friends, I don't care what the devil says. I don't care what the devil says about me. I don't care what the devil says about you. I care what God says. What God says about me is what counts. What God says about you is what counts. Jesus said in John 8:36, if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. Maybe you're here today and you need to be set free from your past. You see, because we cannot truly move forward until we let go of past hurts. Until we take Paul's admonition, forgetting what is behind. You know, years ago, it was often said in certain situations to people that, well, they just grew up in a dysfunctional family. You can't say that anymore. Because I think just about everybody grows up in a dysfunctional family. Who hasn't grown up in a dysfunctional family? It's the norm anymore, not the exception. I think pretty much everyone has been hurt in some way. And many times we carry those hurts around with us through life. We carry that baggage around. Are you carrying some baggage around in your life? Some things from your past that continue to dog you and hurt you and haunt you today? We've all had bad experiences in life. We've all suffered from disappointment, crushed dreams. Many have been the victims of abuse, mistreatment. We've all felt the pain of betrayal. Some have had a painful childhood. Some grew up with bad parents. Some have suffered in a bad marriage. Some have truly been abused, mistreated. Some have suffered from grief and loss. Some have dealt with the death of loved ones. Some way too early. Some unexpected. Some way before their time. Hurts from the past cloud. They distort our view of the present. Did you ever put on one of those pairs of tinted sunglasses? I hate tinted sunglasses. I want my sunglasses to block out the sun, but I want to see the way things really are, don't you? I mean, sometimes you get some of those sunglasses and they have a yellow tint to them. Or they have a rose-colored or a reddish kind of or a bluish-colored tint to them. And you look at things, you say, man, it didn't look... Then you look, oh, it doesn't look like that. You know? And you're looking through these glasses and everything looks different. It casts everything in a different light. It puts a tint to everything that you see. People who are hurt, who are carrying around that baggage, who carry around that pain from the past. It's like they're going through life wearing tinted glasses. But you cannot see life. You cannot see the truth clearly. And it becomes one of those great weights that Hebrews talks about. Lay aside every weight. Those things keep you from victory. The hurts from the past hold us back. They can cheat us out of what God wants to do, what you can become, what God has for you in your life. Our past hurts, the pain, what others did to us, how others hurt us, can be healed by the grace and the power of God. With God, those tinted glasses could come off. And you can see the reality and the beauty and the truth of what God has for you, who you are in Christ, and what He's doing in your life and what He is leading you to become. But those glasses have to come off. Those weights, that baggage that's holding you back needs to be released. It needs to be healed by the anointing and the power of the Holy Spirit. My friend, God can heal you and He can release you today from hurts that you may still carry from your past. Because again, I'll say it again and again, today is a brand new day in Jesus Christ. Linda just reminded me the other day. She was singing a little bit, and again, I will spare you, I won't sing. But that really popular Disney movie of a couple years ago, Frozen. How many saw that movie, Frozen? And that song that became famous, Let It Go. Let It Go. I told you I won't sing it. But even a Disney movie had a little bit of truth from the Word of God. We need to let it go. We need to let it go. I want to encourage you. Is there something in your past that you need to let go of today? Is there something from your past, from hurts, some things that you have done, some things that people have done to you, that you have been hurt, pain that you have experienced, situations, circumstances, maybe that were totally unexpected that came your way, that hurt you, that changed your life, that derailed you. Will you give those things to God today? Give them to Jesus. Give them to Jesus. Give them to Jesus. In His grace, in His mercy, He can help you and He can heal you and you can be a brand new person in Him. Will you let Him have your past? And to take those hurts away. To help you to forgive. To forgive maybe yourself, maybe to forgive somebody else who has hurt you. Maybe you even need to forgive God, because sometimes things happen in our lives that we blame God. We get mad at God. We get angry with the Lord. I've been angry with God in my life. How about you? But there came a moment that I had to get on my knees, get on my face before God, humble myself, submit to myself to His will and His plan and purposes in my life. And I had to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Will you heal me and help me? I'm going to stop there this morning. We have more that we want to glean from and lift out from this passage in Philippians 3. We only talked about the first of the two areas that I believe Paul is telling us that we need to let go from our past, forgetting what is behind. We're going to pick it up next Sunday morning, that we can continue to be blessed and learn from this passage. But for today, just on what we've talked about so far, I want to ask you to consider it carefully. And let God work in your heart. Because you see, this really is good news. It's really good news, my friends. The best part about the past is it is just that, the past. The past is over. Today is a new day in Christ. Hebrews tells us to throw off everything, to lay aside every weight that would keep us, that would hinder us from running and winning this race. And I don't know about you, but I want to run the race with endurance and patience and perseverance and faithfulness and commitment. And I want to cross that finish line. I want to receive that prize. I want to win that race that God has marked out for me. Paul tells us that we need to forget. We need to let go of those things that are behind us. The past is behind us. It's behind us. It's with God. And with God it is gone. It is over. It is forgiven. It is forgotten. It can be healed completely. And you can be made whole in Jesus today. But the question as we conclude this morning is this. What will you do with it? What will you do with it? Oh, don't let your past, don't let your past failures and mistakes, don't let your past hurt and your past pain, don't let it pull you and hold you back anymore. Don't let it keep you from what God wants to do in your life, from all that He has for you. Don't let it ruin the life that God has for you today. Don't let it rob you of the blessings and the victories that He has for you. Don't let it steal what He wants to do in your life. Let go and let God. Let Him heal you. Let Him fill you to full and overflowing with His Spirit. Let Him release you from the prison of past hurts. And let Him move you forward into all that He has for you. Just before we bring this service to a close, and we open up these altars and we invite you to come and find a place of prayer, Maybe you just need to take a few moments and spend with God. Let the Holy Spirit minister to you and apply this to your life. You know, you can hear preaching, you can hear the Word of God, and you can say, yeah, 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 and then turn and walk out that door and get back to your busy life and forget all about it. And nothing happens, nothing changes. Don't let that happen to you today. Maybe you need to take a few moments. Get in God's presence. Let the Holy Spirit work deep down in your life and change you. Where are you today? Are you living in yesterday? Yesterday's hurts and mistakes and failures? Are you bound up by the past, carrying around baggage, keeping you weighed down, the past tying you up so that you're unable to grow and move on? Do you need to let your past be in the past? Because God wants to set you free today. He's a God who breaks every chain. He's the chain breaker. He's the freedom maker. He wants to set you free. Whether it's freeing you from what you've done or what life has done to you. And He doesn't want you to miss what He wants to do in your life right now. So my brothers and my sisters, will you let God help you to let go? To forget what is behind and move on into all that He has ahead for you. Brother Stu, would you put on an altar song for us that so beautifully says, come to the altar. Come to the altar. I've shared from my heart the Word of God. Now is your opportunity to respond to what the Holy Spirit is doing and how He is moving in your life. And my invitation is very simple. If anything that you've heard or experienced in this service or in this message today has touched you in any way, I want to invite you to come and spend some time in the presence of God and let God touch you and change you today. In Jesus' name, God is here for you. You're welcome to come. God bless you.
Are you hurting, broken, thin, overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Father's arms are open.
continue to be open.
Lay your cross as you wait for
as this song concludes. You're free to go if you'd like. Please go quietly in reverence for those who are praying. Again, if you'd like to come spend some time in prayer, you're still welcome to do so. But God bless you. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit be upon you. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus.
Of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. In this breath.